the professional. They called it a miracle, though it really wasn't one. As we understand it, a miracle is an impossible occurrence, something that shouldn't happen but does anyway, due to supernatural means. The events of January 15, 2009, played out the way they did not because of the will of the Almighty. Really, it was all because of a group of people who worked together and were exceptionally good at their jobs. On that day, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 took off from LaGuardia Airport in New York City. The plan was for it to land in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shortly after takeoff, the plane hit a flock of Canada geese, and the bird strike caused both jet engines to rapidly lose power. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger and First Officer Jeff Skiles quickly assessed the situation. They considered turning back to LaGuardia or heading for nearby Teterboro Airport. Those plans were rejected. Sully's decades of flight experience told him they'd never make it. Turning southbound, Sully glided Flight 1549 towards the Hudson River. Passing less than 900 feet over the George Washington Bridge, Sully performed a forced water landing in the Hudson. First responders scrambled, and all 155 people on board were rescued. Of the 78 people treated for injuries, a mere 5 received serious injuries. There were no fatalities. Is the story of Flight 1549 and its aftermath one worth telling? A circumflex, absolutely. A circumflex, no question about it. It speaks to our better natures, the simple fact that there's no problem that's unsolvable when people choose to work together. Clint Eastwood thought so, and he's mad at Sully. A circumflex, his 35th film, as a tribute. But was Eastwood the right guy for the job? The film opens days after the incident. Sully, Tom Hanks, has been put up in a New York hotel suite. He's just down the hall from Skiles, Aaron Eckhart in his truly impressive mustache, and the two men spend their time living a surreal existence. They alternate between fawning interviews with the press and passive-aggressive meetings with the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB investigators. A circumflex, played menacingly by Mike O'Malley, Anna Gunn, and Jamie Sheridan, doubt Sully made the right call. According to their numerous computer simulations, the plane had just enough power to return to LaGuardia, and Sully dumped a perfectly good plane into a perfectly good river for no good reason. But was he wrong? Sully doubts himself, and he's haunted by PTSD-inspired nightmares of the plane slamming into a skyscraper. His wife Lorraine, Laura Linney, literally phoning it in, tries to comfort him. Total strangers hug him, and an amusing bartender played by the great Michael Rapaport shares with him a new drink called the Sully, which is a shot of Grey Goose vodka over water. But Sully is a modest guy.